Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, April 24th. I'm Mark Daniels. The National Football League released the 2014 schedule on Wednesday night, and the Green Bay Packers will launch the entire season by traveling to Seattle to take on the Super Bowl champion Seahawks on Thursday night, September 4th, the first of five primetime games on the Packers schedule. The home opener will be Sunday, September 14th against the New York Jets in a 3:25 kickoff. And then it's two straight on the road in the NFC North at Detroit and at Chicago. Thursday, October 2nd, the Packers welcome the Minnesota Vikings for a primetime game at Lambeau Field. On Sunday the 12th, Green Bay travels to Miami. They'll follow that up with a home game against the Carolina Panthers. And they'll wrap up the first half of the season at New Orleans against the Saints on a Sunday night 7:30 kickoff. Bye week comes right at midseason for the Packers, and they'll come off the bye hosting the Chicago Bears on another Sunday night game, November 9th. The Eagles will come to Lambeau the following weekend, and before Thanksgiving, Packers will travel to Minnesota to take on the Vikings for the first time outside in Minnesota since 1981, the last year of the Met in Bloomington. Vikings playing at TCF Bank Stadium at the University of Minnesota while they're building a new dome downtown. On Sunday, November 30th, the New England Patriots come to Lambeau Field for a 3:25 start. Monday, December 8th, it's the Atlanta Falcons at home in a primetime show. Then the Packers travel to Buffalo and Tampa Bay before wrapping up the regular season on Sunday, December 28th against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. Couple of other notes about scheduling this year. Flex scheduling will take effect after week five in the NFL, so some games are going to be subject to moving. Fox and CBS also doing a cross-flexing plan this year to guarantee the most attractive games are moved into doubleheader slots on Sunday afternoons. To baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers take the rubber game in their series, beating the San Diego Padres 5-2 at Miller Park on Wednesday night. Gene Segura with a three-run home run. Chris Davis added a solo shot. Ryan Braun with an RBI double. And Kyle Loesch worked seven innings, giving up five hits, two runs, just one earned to run his record to 4-1. Bullpen lights out again. Francisco Rodriguez saved number nine. Manager Ron Ranicki says, right now it just takes one big swing, and that'll be plenty with the way the team is pitching.
I think when you know that if you get them a lead, they're going to hold it, it doesn't put that extra pressure on them that we have to start hitting a lot more home runs. We got the three-run homer today. Can't remember the last time we had a three-run homer.
It's been a while, but the Brewers now 16-6 on the season. Will enjoy an off day on Thursday before welcoming the Chicago Cubs to Miller Park on the weekend. Cubs celebrating the 100th anniversary of the opening of Wrigley Field with a loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks, 7-5. D-backs score five runs in the ninth. Cubs starting pitcher Jeff Samardzija on an anniversary spoiled.
Yeah, I mean, big day, you know, out there. You want to show up. Had a good turnout for the fans. A lot of former players in the crowd. And, you know, just go out and everyone went out and battled. You know, try to get it done. Just didn't turn out the way we wanted to.
Typical for those lovable Cubs, the New York Mets knocked off the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2, having the Brewers now enjoying a four-game lead in the division. Lucas Duda with a home run in the sixth inning gave the Mets the lead. Winning pitcher John Neese pitched well on a cold night.
Kind of throwing cue balls out there. It kind of felt like I was throwing with an ice pack on. It's tough to keep warm.
Atlanta Braves beat the Miami Marlins 3-1. Evan Gattis with a pinch hit two-run double in the eighth. San Francisco and Colorado played a wild one. Giants win 12-10 in 11 innings. Hector Sanchez putting the Giants on top with a grand slam home run in the top of the 11th.
I have to be honest, in this field, the ball fly, you know, and I hit it well, and right in the moment when I hit it, I know that was out the park, you know. And this is what I was feeling good with that.
The Rockies tried to come back, but only scored two in the bottom half. It was the Dodgers over the Phillies, 5-2. Zach Greinke went seven innings, giving up two runs with 11 strikeouts. In the American League, the Texas Rangers blanked the Oakland A's 3-0. Martin Perez, complete game three hitter, running his scoreless inning streak to 26. But Perez says, hey, I can't worry about the numbers.
I don't want to team too much in my ERA and, you know, about my the game that I throw before. No. I want to focus in my day game and We're doing a great job.
He did a heck of a job. Seattle over Houston, 5-3. Kyle Seager with a walk-off, 3-run home run for the Mariners. Indians beat the Royals 5-3. Orioles get 2 home runs, 5 RBIs from Nelson Cruz in a 10-8 win over Toronto. White Sox beat the Tigers 6-4. Marcus Semien with a grand slam. Minnesota over the Tampa Bay Rays 6-4 in 12 innings. Boston beat the Yankees 5-1. John Lackey went 8 innings with 11 strikeouts. But the big story, the New York pitcher, as Michael Pineda was ejected after Red Sox manager John Farrell noticed a substance on his neck turned out to be pine tar, and Pineda fessed up after the game.
Yeah, you know, like, I feel so apologize for my teammate and, you know, and everybody, so I'm learned from this mistake, and it's not happening again.
Washington Nationals beat the LA Angels 5-4, scoring 4 runs in the 9th inning. Minor league ball, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers over Burlington 6-4. Taylor Brennan and Jose Pena hit home runs. Burlington committed 6 errors in the game. Rattlers now 10-8. They'll wrap up that series against the Bees on the road with a Thursday matinee. And out of the NBA playoffs, where the story on Wednesday night was Portland's LaMarcus Aldridge. Blazers beat the Rockets in Houston again, 112-105, to take a 2-game to none lead on the road. Aldridge following up a 46-point game one effort with 43 points in game two.
When I'm going 1-15, they're all cheering for me. They're all, you know, telling me to shoot it. If I pass up a shot, they're all mad at me. So I think having, you know, a 15 guys have your back like that, that's great.
The Miami Heat now have 2-0 on the Charlotte Bobcats, winning 101-97. LeBron James had 32, but he said the Bobcats are making us work.
You know, we've had some good leads, you know, throughout this game and in the first game, but they've been able to scrap back. But, you know, we can play better basketball. We haven't played our best basketball. We have, you know, throughout stretches, but not consistently for 48 minutes.
Dallas Mavericks get even with the San Antonio Spurs, winning on the road 113-92. Spurs commit 24 turnovers. Monte Ellis leading the Mavericks with 21. Already looking forward to game three.
Play like we down. We got to go back home, front our home crowd, but we can't let egg. We got to, you know, stay the course. The series is not over. We got to take it game by game. When we go home, we got to stick with the same game plan, trust that it worked, and hopefully we can hit some shots and come out with a win.
More NBA news. Goran Dragic of the Phoenix Suns was named Wednesday as the most improved player in the NBA.
This is a great moment for me, for my family. First of all, I would say I would like to thank my teammates. You know, they deserve that award, same as me.
Now to the Stanley Cup playoffs. 3 series in action on Wednesday night, and all series are now tied at 2. The Columbus Blue Jackets give up 3 goals in the first 12 minutes to the Pittsburgh Penguins, but storm back to win 4-3 in overtime. Nick Foligno with the game-winning goal. James Wisniewski on another huge rally in this series.
We've been doing this all year. We're so resilient, and to be able to have the best fans in the game behind us, supporting us no matter what. It was 3-0, and they were still rowdy, and you know, we got that power play goal in the first period to make it 3-1. That's a different mindset going into the second period when you're only down 2 goals instead of 3.
No question about it. The Dallas Stars get a go-ahead goal from Cody Eakin in the third period to beat the Anaheim Ducks 4-2. Jamie Benn and the Stars now tied at 2.
It's obviously what we wanted. You know, we know it wasn't fun being down 2-0. You know, they won their home games, we won ours. So, you know, the next one's going to be huge. It's going to be hard to win. You know, they're a good team in their own barn, and we got to find a way to, you know, keep this thing going.
And the Chicago Blackhawks beat the St. Louis Blues 4-3 in overtime. Patrick Kane scored earlier on the night and also getting the game winner in OT.
You know, it was a good play by Smitty to give me the puck there. I don't know which one of our defensemen chipped it up to him, but, you know, I think their defenseman was pinching down and gave me the puck, and I saw kind of a lane there to make a 2-on-1. I know Saad was going to the net, so he gave me a little space by driving hard, and I just tried to get a shot off, and luckily enough, I went in.
Champs and the Blues tied at 2. In Mesa, Arizona today, Michael Phelps will make his return to competitive swimming, taking part in the Arena Grand Prix.
I'm doing this because I want to. You know, it's you know, I think it's even more relaxed now than it was before, I think. You guys are going to be annoyed at me saying I'm having fun, but, I mean, it's true.
It's the first dip in the pool for Phelps since the 2012 Summer Games in London. He has won 22 Olympic medals in his career, 18 of them gold. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.